Welcome to a new edition of Showtime with Coop, insightful BS with my Laker teammates and friends and NBA legends. Today, we are doing a solo thing, Nick, because we have a lot to talk about. I don't think any guest, especially a Laker guest, would want to come on after the debacle last night, but I'm going to push through it. My soul is hurt. Thought about the Lakers winning this series, and I even thought that going into game last night, because I just figured they played so well in Denver, and then that second game was a heartbreaker, man.
Heartbreaker.
A lot of steam out of their sails, but so we're doing a solo, Nick, and we are going to just talk a little bit about the Lakers. We're going to talk a lot about the Celtics, and then we're going to do our would you three players,
bench cut, start,
and cut. Trade. Yes,
cut, bench, cut. Start.
Cut. Okay, yeah. So, the Lakers, it is very sad to see that this situation is going down. You know, I'm a Laker fan to the end. I'm not going to go out on that weak. Brittle limb and say the Lakers can still win the championship. I think now it's just about Lakers not being swept. I see you grinning, Nick, and that's not a good thing to do. But I understand
the
circumstances, because I would be grinning if this was the Celtics was in this. Actually, I would be grinning. I'd be laughing my fucking ass off.
I already did that this morning.
I'm glad you did it behind the scenes. See, I would have did it on camera.
Oh, I know you.
But, the Lakers' situation is very, very bleak right now. They've run up against a team for some reason that they just can't figure out how to win. They've lost 10 games in a row to this team. That means all the games in regular season over the last 2 years, and then four games last year in the playoffs, and it looks like it's going to happen again. And I don't know what I don't know what Darvin Ham does now. I change the lineup. I don't think that anything will happen other than just going out there and playing as hard as you can. And obviously, you got to make shots. And if they don't do that, then look for another sweep. And that's not bad. That's bad for the Lakers, because I think things will have to change. Management's going to have to shake something up and change this team, because it's not good enough.
Cool. When are fans okay to start saying maybe the LeBron era has not been what a success? I mean, they have one title. It's kind of been a disaster.
Nick, that's
since.
A success to me. If you get one, he can't, you know, as he gets older, he can't do it by himself.
I hate to say it doesn't count, but.
See, you're a hater, man. You know, that's the bad thing about you. You're a LeBron hater, dude. And that is wrong, because that man, you know what? I am so impressed with his play. But
he's incredible
by himself. He can't do it by himself. We thought AD was going to be able to help, but you know what? AD has some kind of something against the Joker, because this guy just dominates.
I mean, I saw one
sad because AD. I don't think he blocked one of Joker's shots. I don't think.
How do you go 30, 20, and 10? Like, I mean, this guy is just incredible, Joker. I mean, he's had multiple stat lines like that in the last couple of weeks, even going back into the regular season. So it's not like the Lakers are losing a chump change here. I mean, they are the defending champions, and they do give me agita when I think about having to go up against them, because the Celtics haven't
what?
Done agita. That's like Italian slang for sick stomach.
You're going to go foreign language on us now. Okay.
Coop, I mean, like, I'm worried about them. I can't say, you know, you can't destroy LA for losing to Denver, but they've got to be respectful. One game would be a good thing. And I think they'll get that. They have the next game.
What game do you think they're going to win?
They have game four right now in Los Angeles, don't they? In the next 2 days?
Which is Saturday.
Yeah. Celtics play Saturday too. I think that's got to be the game, obviously. They're down
3-0. Nick, you know what? Like I told you,
you think they're already on vacation?
I think they're going to get swept. Denver is that good. They're that good, and that's unfortunate. I mean, not unfortunate. Unfortunate for the Laker fans and us, but fortunate for the Denver fans. But no, that team's a machine, man. And for some reason, they just have the Lakers number.
They the Lakers fan base is like in civil war though with the Kobe fans and the LeBron fans. It's just been a weird season over there.
Yeah, it's weird and
But Coop, the highlight of last night's game, so unfortunately it was a loss, but dude, like when I woke up this morning and saw my co it's so fucking funny that I co-host a show with a Lakers legend and I am like a Celtic super fan. And I'm like getting up in the morning all the time and looking at what happened last night at the Lakers at the crypto. Man, did I get as an NBA history fan, I got a surprise this morning. And I think you got one last night. Tell everybody.
you know what it was? I knew that the Lakers wanted me to hand out the ball at the pregame basketball, but I didn't know they had all that set up. But what they did is they honored me for going into the Hall of Fame, and they did it in a way that just really surprised me. I went into that and Worthy's that. Well, I knew James was going to be there because he works at, with Spectrum, and they were doing the game. But Magic came out, the captain came out, Byron Scott came out, AC Green was there, and Kurt Rambis, and you
And
know.
what Jamal Wilkes? Jamal
And
Wilkes.
Jamal Wilkes, oh yeah, forgot about Silky Wilkes. Jamal Wilkes was there, and man, that brought back so many great memories of transition basketball, of camaraderie, of togetherness, of fucking winning, man.
Yes.
And you know what? You could take that group right there and give us 30, 35 years ago, we'd whoop the shit out of Denver, man. We
I
whip
think you would.
ass. We would get them, but that is not to be. Because we're all old now.
Yeah, but
And
looking at you guys last night, though, every which one of you look really good for your age. Our Celtics have not aged well. But anyway, go
well, you know what? A
ahead.
mathematician put together all our practice time, summertime, exhibition games, games during the season, games in the playoffs, all that. A mathematician put all that together. And myself, Magic, Worthy, I believe it was Byron Scott was in there. We ran around the world 3.5 times.
That's
We
insane.
gotta look good. We're in very good shape. Everything's
You're
going.
all look even Kareem, who's not been the healthiest, he looks terrific. I mean,
Yeah.
Jamal Wilkes, how old is Silk? He's got to be
Silk, I
70.
believe, is probably, I'm 68. Silk is probably about 74, 75, somewhere in
Looks
that
great.
line. But
Looks
Silk looked
great.
good. He's had some issues, but he's did a great job recovering. So, but it was fun. It was
Cool.
fun.
Kurt Rambis was there. I forgot. I saw Rambis, I thought.
Yeah, Rambis
Rambis
was
was
there.
there.
Superman was there. I can't wait for him
Superman's.
to break, put his glasses on, and let's get it on, man. But it was truly an affair that kind of brought tears to my eyes because, again, like I said, and I'll keep saying, I never thought my journey would lead to the Hall of Fame and for it to finally be there. And them doors to open up to where I'm going in, man, my teammates had a lot to do with it, and the fans. They really were
Fans.
appreciative of what we did and how we played. And you know, I tell people, I say, you know what? The people that grew up, came up with us and the fans of that era, I said, you know, what we have done is made these years tolerable, you know,
Yes.
because what we did, we won. No way Denver would have swept us. And we got swept, but there was always, you know, we got
You got
swept by
swept
the
once,
Pistons,
right?
got
The
swept by the
Pistons and the
Pistons
Sixers.
and the Sixers, but we were injured. We had players
Yeah.
injured. It was the Pistons, we had Magic and Byron out. And then
Yep.
when it was, the
The
Sixers, we had
Sixers.
Norm and McAdoo were
Yep.
hurt.
Yep. Yep.
We've never had a loaded team and lost. I mean, or at least we won a game. You know, you're not going to win all the time,
You
but we
never lost. You never got swept in the first round. That's for sure.
no.
Ever, ever.
So,
No.
but what's going
I mean,
on
that
now,
the
though?
closest would wait. The closest probably would have been the conference finals, like not the NBA finals, right? Against Houston, when you laid on the floor like this, when Ralph hit that shot.
But Nick, we won a fucking game. What are you talking about? We won a
Well,
game.
I said the closest. It was a gentleman sweep. You don't like that because you're on the bad
No,
side of
Nick, we're moving on. I see you making me
the
mad. I come through the screen and choke
Don't
the
be
shit out
mad.
of
Don't be mad. I'm
you.
busted ass here.
No,
So
I
what?
mean,
Yeah.
yeah. Nick, this is all about love, man. You know that. But I'm gonna always have a little tinge of hate for you because you're a Boston
I was
fan.
saying
That's
that's
enough.
why we're good.
Yeah,
That's why we're good.
exactly.
So did the
And
crowd react? How did the crowd react, Coop?
very good. And you know what the funny part about it is that probably I would say 80% of that crowd never saw us play.
Yeah, isn't that
You know,
crazy?
never saw us play. So, but again, I think they were reacting because we were former Lakers. But
Oh, Coop, don't kid yourself. They're all on YouTube. I mean, listen, I see the comments on I stalk your Instagram and your Twitter. I see this is not new from the fans have been begging the Hall of Fame to induct you for as long as I've known you 5 years. I mean, as long as I've known you, it's been all the fans have. I mean, your play is number one, but the fans have really had your back. It warms my heart when I see how much fans love you. And we're not talking old people. We're talking a variety of age.
And you know what, Nick? The thing about it is that somebody made me realize this, and I think I said this our last show. The Basketball Hall of Fame is not the NBA
That's
Basketball
right.
Hall of Fame. It's the Hall of Fame of basketball, and it's your body of work of giving back to this game. So, in that respect, I stand among the giants in that area as far as the things that I've done to help this game and move the game
Absolutely.
forward, and especially with the WNBA. So, I am very,
And the
very
G League.
thankful of that. And you know, it was a great night last night. Once we finished and we went up to the suites, we got up to the suites.
You were dancing, I saw.
Oh yeah, and then all the
I was like
Lakers,
before.
listen, the LA Sparks had their first round picks up there. I got a
Oh,
chance to meet
wow,
the
man.
new WNBA, I mean the new Sparks general manager Reagan, a young lady that I admire and have great respect for. Got a chance to meet with Coach Kurt, who came from Connecticut and is coaching the team now. And it was nice to see, and they were all up there being supportive because you know what? The Sparks and the Lakers are
Yep.
connected. Although they're not owned by the
Yep.
buses anymore, we're still connected, and that connection runs deep. And I can't wait for the WNBA season to start now that the Lakers season is
Oh,
over.
you know what, though? I can't wait either, though. I mean, that's one thing well, we'll talk about Larry in a minute, but I asked him about Caitlin Clark. He said he's tuning into every game. God, she's in Indiana now, you know? I can't wait for the, I'm so happy for the WNBA finally getting some of their credit. But back to you for a minute. Bob Ryan, Jeff Goodman, PTI, Wilbon and Kornheiser. It warmed my heart to see a lot of these old heads, right, that are older than me and you and I, saying you deserve to be in there and it's long overdue. And Bob Ryan is stingy, man. He does
Hey,
not give that out.
you know what? I love Barbara. He actually texts me now. Now that we've exchanged
Now
numbers,
you're
Nick,
buddies.
that connection. I've always loved Bob. I mean, even
Yep.
when we were playing, he was a great writer. I didn't like some of the things he would say about us, but you have to respect him because that's his job. But I mean, I
He
love
loves
Bob,
you.
and
He
Bob is,
loves you.
yeah. So
And
it
he
was
was out to see
fun.
you recently, right? I mean, he came out there, didn't he?
Yeah, we did the Larry Bird
Larry
thing. So I
Bird,
got a chance
yeah.
to sit down with him for about 45 minutes and a different perspective of Bob and hearing him because he, you know what? I mean, he's like you, Nick. He's nothing purple and gold. He doesn't see
No,
that. All he
no.
sees is green, but very respectful
Yes.
of our team, the Laker team, because of the respect and professionalism we played with. And you know
Yep.
what? No better competition other than the Lakers and Celtics. And fans to this day, because of what we did there, still want to see those two teams meet for a championship.
They do. I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, it's no coincidence the NBA schedules double headers with the Lakers and the Celtics still to this day. I mean, Saturday there's a double header. And I'm gonna put you on the spot here a little bit. I mean, I know you're really happy where you're at now, but I heard Michael Wilbon is, you know, implying that the NBA team should start taking a look at you for coaching. Is that something you'd ever do again, go back to the NBA?
You know what? I would seriously consider it, but I think it's basketball, but it's a different kind of basketball. And today's players have a different mindset than the players that we, you know, played. And so it would be, I think it would be challenging to coach today's players because they have a little bit more oomph, you
Yep.
know, and ownership is going to side with them before,
Yep.
but it would be challenging in the sense of, could I get these young men to play the way basketball is to be played? But it's not anything I'm losing sleep about. And
No.
if it were to happen, it for me, it would have to be the right team. And what is the right team? Let's put it this way. What is the
What's the
wrong
wrong
team?
team? Yeah.
The wrong team would be teams like the Pelicans.
Memphis.
New Orleans, I think, would be difficult to coach simply because, I mean, the Pelicans, because of Zion, you know, these
Yep.
guys, is he hurt for real? I mean, or is he injured? And see, that's the thing. These guys now feel that, and again, I'm just assuming because
Yep.
I know this game. These guys now feel that I have to, in order for me to play a game, I have to feel no pain.
Yeah. Is
I gotta be out there,
that even
nothing can be
possible?
hurting. I gotta do my thing. But if I get a little twinge or something like that, then I gotta sit out. And that's not where I'm from. You know, you give it the old Scooters try, and you get out there. And again, you don't want to, these kids to hurt
Definitely
themselves.
hurt, right?
Get yourself something, man. So
Yeah. All I know is, Coop, you would have their respect because of your playing days, for sure,
yeah.
because of what you've done, and I think your assistant staff would take a lot. But you're right. I think that it could be very, very frustrating for you, because even as vocal as you are, I don't know that coaches could be that vocal anymore. You
You
know, I
know,
mean, it's just.
I was listening. When you hear the sound of the game that they have when they show these games, you know what? Today's basketball is about, excuse this the way I'm going to say this, it's to mind fuck these guys. You know, you got to talk to them. Hey, come on, you know. No, when we were being coached, Riley would give us a play, and we knew what we had to do. We knew if we didn't play hard, he's going to sit us down.
He's
And
gonna
every now
kill
and then he
you.
goes, come on, you guys, got to have a little bit of fire. But now all these guys, you guys got this. Come on, you can do it. We got to get back on you. It's like telling them again, you got to get back in transition. No, them are all no-brainers. We know we got to do that. If you do that well, you're going to win games. So it would be difficult. And again, I think now when we grew up, when we came up in the NBA, we only had the head coach and two assistants.
Yeah.
Now,
Now
15
there's
guys, there's a bench
three
behind the
rows.
bench.
Yeah, there's three rows. I can't, when I go to cover Celtics games, it is incredible. I think about Red Auerbach and think he would roll over in his grave. He was the coach, assistant, and trainer.
Bill
He
Sharman, too, would
Bill
do
Sherman too. You know,
the
and I mean, these guys, there's two rows behind them of coaches. Then there's handlers. Don't forget the players' handlers. That shocks me, because when I was full time on the beat, wasn't that long ago. It was just before COVID. There was none of that. There were no friggin' guys on the side handing Jason Tatum a cup of Gatorade. I mean, this is what his job is, this guy.
And Nick, they got guys sitting back there with computers for the
Oh,
replay. And
yeah.
so, look, if I'm looking at the game and I'm a coach, I can say, okay, we got to replay that. But the coach now runs over to
Not
them,
to run
can
over
you
to the assistant. Should we do it? Yeah. I
replay
see it. And enough. It's
it?
incredible.
It's
The
incredible.
game today has its own charm and beauty to it, right? I'll still go back to your era, bro,
Yeah.
all day long. I mean, I
Well, I think it started
still.
changing like the late 2000s, right about there, where things started changing because it was still
COVID really
pretty much back
changed
then.
it,
Yeah, it
Coop.
did. That put a lockdown on
I mean,
everything.
that really, not just the lockdown, but the mentality of the players. And I think the way that I think, and I don't take this the wrong way, because I was a big, I'm a big BLM guy, but I think even the protests, all that being wrapped up in one that
Yeah.
year,
Yeah.
just mind fucked them. You
Yeah.
know what I mean? And but hey, it is what it is today. I like that the NBA is eliminating all the ticky-tack fouls. But how do you coach games now, when you don't know what is a foul and what's not? Just mid-season, they decided to cut the scores, right? I don't know, bro. All I know
No,
is good.
no. I think the refereeing has been great. I really do. I think they're doing a
Because they're
good
letting
job
them
of
play
letting these guys
physical.
play. I love it. I think they're letting
I
them
do
bang a little
too.
bit. And to me, that's the fun part because now the NBA is a man's game.
Yes.
And if you want to stay a kid, stay in college where they call a little ticky that. But no, in the NBA, you got to go to the basket and score. And I think the officials are letting the players make plays to win games, and I think that's the thing I enjoy. So
What's been remarkable, Coop, is to watch the players' reaction to the new refereeing style, because it came out of nowhere. And
yeah.
like, I mean, I'll talk about LeBron bitching and whining and AD all day, but Tatum is a whiner. He's another one. So my guys whine too, you
Well, all
know?
superstars on every team. Murray
But it's
whined. The
so
only one that
bad
don't
now,
whine is
Coop.
Joker. I like that. He may
Joker.
say something every night, but that fucking Joker plays. He plays through it and he plays on. And
Better than Bird? Is he
Yeah,
better than
right.
Bird, Joker?
I think he's equivalent to Bird as a center
Yeah.
because obviously, you know,
Or
he's really slow out on that perimeter. What I
so
try to think
unathletic.
about with him is how would Joker guard Kareem, Elijah Wan, the
I don't think
bigs
he
in our
could.
play. It would be difficult, but then they would have problems guarding him, you
Yes, they
know. To,
would.
well, Elijah Wan wouldn't because Elijah Wan could come out on that
Kareem
perimeter.
would.
You know what?
But
He's the
had
best thing going now.
it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But
Yeah.
had Kareem played today, the game would have adjusted back to him, I think. He was
Oh,
just
for
too
sure.
good. He was
Yeah,
just
that's
too good. So, Coop, I had a big weekend last weekend. I got to see your
Well,
nemesis. Nemesis is.
Oh, okay.
Not
How was that,
sissies.
Nick? Tell us how it was, because you were sent me a picture and you were like a giddy little schoolgirl, man, standing behind them guys. I bet it was fun.
It was, you know how you're gonna cry about the Hall of Fame? I could cry right now. It was a dream come true, Coop. I mean, seeing those four guys back together again, and you know, Larry and Max have had their run-ins over the years, so seeing them cozy up again.
Prize Picks is America's number one sports app with more than 3 million members. It is the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action while you watch your favorite sports and players. You just pick more or less on two or more player stats and watch the winnings roll in. Now get in on the playoff action, win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $1,000 in just a few taps. Prize Picks is really simple to play. You can make a pick and submit an entry in less than 60 seconds. This week on Prize Picks, I'm selecting Jason Tatum to dish out more than 5 assists and for his teammate Jaylen Brown to have more than 22 and a half points. Download the app today and use code CLNS for a first deposit matchup to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Prize Picks.
So our company is the only company there to cover the event. There's no media. I couldn't believe it. There was
What
a
was the
thousand.
event, Nick? What was the event?
Larry has a brand partnership with Dick's House of Sport, which is their new, right? So he's going all around the country and opening these Dick's House of Sports. So it was a grand opening, but like it was playoff weekend in Boston and no one was there. It's the first time in 40 years, those guys, really in 30 years, those guys have, the four of them have been together again. Larry never comes back. Dude, the city was buzzing. But anyway, you'll enjoy this. So I'm outside of the store doing something. I hear Gelso, Gelso. And I look and it's Cornbread. He's like, he's in the car. Get in the car. I get in the car. He drives right around the back of Dick's, parks, and says, come on, we're going in. We go in right to the green room. Max, Coop, I'm walking up the stairs and I'm fine. I'm not even there. The door, I can still see the door swinging open and Larry's over in the corner over here. The sweat started to drip off my face because I was so nervous. Coop, I was soaked through my coat. I looked like I played you guys in the 80s, this fat Italian guy. I looked like Guillermo from Jimmy Kimmel. I was drenched, right? Larry, when he's taking a picture with me, he goes, yo, boy, you gotta calm down. You're gonna have a heart attack. He gets a beverage napkin and puts it like this over my head because it was dripping, right? And I pretty much made myself into a fangirl. Max was furious at me. Max is still breaking my balls, Coop. Like, I got a call yesterday. Oh, Larry Bird. Oh. And I'm like, fuck you, man. You know, I don't care. Like, I just don't care. I had an opportunity to meet him when I was 14 years old and I chickened out. I chickened out. I was at the garden, it was set up, and I chickened out and I wasn't going to this time. So I did say to Mikhail, or actually, when I saw Mikhail, because I know I've met him several times and I've texted back and forth with him. He brought you up, told me to, and they all did actually, brought you up and said congratulations because they know I'm your co-host, which
Thank
really
you.
cracks up Celtics fans, you know. I get accused of being a Lakers fan here. You know what though, Coop? I
Well,
see
you
through
know
that.
what? You defend the Celtics real well. I'm gonna give you
I
that.
do, but I gotta tell you, I am. You cannot be an NBA traditionalist and not love the Celtics, the Lakers, the Sixers. You want those guys in the playoff. You want to meet them. So, yeah, Coop, it was a Hall of Fame weekend for you and a fangirl weekend for me. I
Well,
met
Nick,
my
you know what? Let's
heroes.
stay with the NBA for one more second before we transition to Caitlin Clark. I want to
Yeah.
talk about her.
Yeah.
If the Lakers now, right now, if the Lakers and Celtics met for the 17th or no, the 18th
18th.
championship in the championship game this year, who would win?
Oh, the Celtics.
You're
Come
out your
on.
fucking mind. They couldn't deal with the Lakers. The Lakers would kill the Celtics right now.
Are
They
you
would whoop
nuts?
it. Listen, it'd be a good series, but I see the Lakers beating them 4-2. They're too big. Porzingis can't handle AD. AD not scared of Porzingis. So that would be total. And LeBron, and
Cool.
I do believe Tatum would X each other out. So now it depends on the other Reeves, who is
This
a little
is a
hesitant.
purple and gold take. You're gonna get killed in the comments for this, because there's no way the Celtics have the best starting five in the NBA.
I, what are you talking about? I don't care. We're talking about going for a championship. The Lakers would kick the Celtics' ass. Really do believe that. I really do believe that. They would whoop their ass, man. With the it would be listen, it would be an interesting series, but I'm gonna tell you, man, I see it Lakers 4-2. I really
No.
do. And
Well,
it
it's
doesn't
not.
matter who has home court advantage. I think the Lakers can go to Boston and win.
Oh, dude, this is a hot take of all. Your team is down 0-3.
We're not talking about what's going on now. We're talking about
Fantasyland. We're talking
just
about Fantasyland.
if the
Oh, this is
Lakers
why
met the Celtics right now,
it's
it we would be raising our 18th banner, and you guys would be sitting right below us.
Let me tell you, if that happened, I'd quit watching basketball.
But you
Because,
would
well,
have to
first of
quit
all,
watching because the Lakers
if
would win.
this the coop, if the Celtics don't win the championship this year, my company's still going to cover them, but I'm done
I
because
don't
they're no
care. I
longer the
don't care about
Celtics.
them anymore. I'm talking about the Lakers and the Celtics were to meet now for the championship. You can book our shit up, man. 18, we'd be raising 18. And you would
Hey, you
be
know what I'm
without an
thinking?
NBA
Yeah, you know what I'm thinking, Coop? You're going to be out in New England in September. I'm going, by the way. I've already
Oh,
reserved
that's
my
the other thing,
ticket.
Nick. They moved it back. It's October 12th and the 13th now
Oh, that's
because of
fine.
the media
That's my
stuff.
birthday. That's my birthday. So that's cool.
Oh, well, see, they're thinking
Yeah,
about you.
they're thinking about me. So anyway,
Okay.
October means we'll be in preseason. You're going to the Garden. I'm getting
I
us
don't know about
tickets.
all that, but
We're
anyway.
gonna sit in cornbread seats, or you and Yvonne will sit in cornbread seats. They'll put you on the jumbotron. You'll get booed. It'll be just like the old days.
You know what? I said, listen,
Yeah.
you're inside the NBA now. Okay, on to Caitlin Clark. This young lady, and I agree with you, Nick, has revitalized the WNBA. I don't think it was like dormant by any
Right.
means, but I mean, she's a new face and she's the new happening. And the league, you know, when Magic and Bird came in, it was the same thing.
Yep.
Olajuwon came in. Well, she's compared to along those lines. And you know what? I always say the basketball gods do something spectacular. They always do with basketball and individuals. What better place
I
than
know.
the Indiana Fever for this young lady to end up in?
I
Coming
know.
from Iowa, that's kind of like a small version of Indiana and her fans that she has. Now she's put in the Mecca of basketball.
Yep.
And I mean, it's going to be fantastic.
I'm going to be watching a lot of games this year. We're going to, there's no question. And I think it's a good little injection for the NBA too, because it's a little comeuppance, a little bit, but also the way these girls play is very fundamental, very intelligent basketball. They may not jump over the rim, but man, they could pass the ball, they could shoot. And maybe the players today may need to see a little of that bit of that. Like maybe they need to think about doing the All-Star game with WNBA versus NBA. Because those guys aren't going to want girls to kick their asses.
You mean as players?
Yeah.
No, that
Why?
couldn't happen. But what I would like to see, other than the slam dunk, I think then you have a WNBA versus NBA in the skills challenge, the
Yeah,
three-point
that
challenge,
would
that
work.
like that. That right there would be interesting because I think the women would give the guys a handful about that. Maybe it'd probably beat them in the three-point contest. This Caitlin Clark, this girl can shoot the
She
basketball.
is good, man. She
But
could pass and shoot.
and you know what she's gonna do? She's gonna make NBA players come out to more WNBA games too, because
Yep.
people want to see her and see how she plays. And this girl has depth. You know, Ice Cube even offered her $5 million to play in the th Big Three.
She
Now,
turned it down.
oh, she turned it down,
Yeah,
but I don't think she could be successful there because guys are a little bit quicker and they could get to her shot.
stronger too. Yep.
Her thing for her is going up and down the floor. The Big Three is half court, and but I mean, it would be interesting to see if she could make it out there.
I
She would
mean,
live on that 4-point shot, and I think she would
oh
hit that
God,
consistently.
the range she has. And I mean, you coach Lisa Leslie. How would you be like pumped? I mean, it's a dumb question, but like, how would you coach Caitlin Clark? Would you be like ecstatic, and how would you utilize
Oh,
her?
very much so. Well, I think she's almost kind of like she's almost like a Bird Magic
Yeah,
in one player because
exactly.
she
Yes.
shoots as well as Larry. But she passes as great as
Yep.
Magic, and she makes others around her better. So, you know what? My thing is this: is I would you play as a point guard or the shooting, the two or three? That's the thing. That's the dilemma that somebody's gonna have
I
coaching
almost
them.
don't think it matters though, because it's so positionless now. I mean, I don't know if the WNBA is that way. Is it like the NBA in that case, like where it's kind of
Well,
positionless
because women are a
basketball?
little bit shorter, you may have like a 5'10", a 5'11"
Right,
point
right, right,
guard.
right.
So, and I mean, when I played, we had 5'4". I had Tamika Johnson was 5'4" out of LSU. That was my point guard. No way I was gonna play her at the two. So
You're
that's
right.
the that's what you have with the women. But you know what? She would be that big. Again, another comparison for her. How about John Stockton, Pete Maravich? She's
Oh, there's no
combined with those
question.
two
Yes,
that can
yes. She's like,
score, you
yeah.
know, and pass the basketball.
Yeah,
But she's
yeah.
going to be a joy for the league, and I'm very, very excited and happy. And here's that. You know what? She's taking the WNBA into 40 years now. They're at the 28 mark, 29. She played 10 years in that league there and do the things that she's supposed to do. The league goes into its 40th season. I really believe that.
Why do you think that they were struggling to get to
No,
what year are they
I
in now?
just
The
think you're eating a
20th?
few. What?
What year are they in now? Their
They're in
30th?
their 28th season.
28th season.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, and it's not getting stale now because
Yeah.
before it was kind of like, okay, same old thing. No, this was a new breath of fresh air.
And
Caitlin is, and she's
now they're
going
all
to
going to
take.
get paid a little more money too.
Let's hope so, because the
I
women
hope.
do deserve it. If they want to keep these young ladies fresh and ready and competing, you got to give them more money because where they do, they make the bulk of their money going overseas
That's
during the
right.
off season. They go over to
Yep.
Russia, China, Japan. They pay them women 1.3 million. They pay them a lot of money to go over there. Well, Lisa Leslie was one of the few. She went over once, but because she did so well as far as her personal appearances and things like that, she didn't have to go over. So what she did is she spent a lot of time during the off season resting her body, then getting in shape, lifting weights, doing all that, and preparing for the WNBA season like guys get the opportunity to do. And that's why she was so dominant the way she was. But you know, you have players like Lauren Jackson, the big
Yeah.
Australian girl who's trying to do both of them because she's trying to, you know, supplement her contract, I mean, her finances and get it together. And it just wears them out. So when they get over
Sure.
here, they, you know, they're a little wore out. So let's hope that she can change that for the women financially and our
And
ladies, the
endorsements
ladies
too.
can kind of like get themselves ready to play the WNBA season and play at a whole nother level.
Yeah, have you heard from Lisa since you got inducted or no?
Yes.
Oh,
Smooth has
good,
called me.
good,
She texted me
good.
and let me know, and she said she's going to be there. And you know, it's just an outpouring of love with that. But enough of basketball, Nick. You're listening to Showtime with Coop, Insightful BS. Nick and I are going one-on-one, baby. And if this was a real out on the court, I'd be whooping Nick's ass. I'd be backing him down low. And I couldn't even score. They said I wouldn't score. I was a defensive player. So we know he wasn't going to score, but I would score on him on a one-on-one. So, Nick, to end the show up, we're going to
Yep.
do our little thing that you got, and we got to put a name
Bench,
on it, Nick.
bench, cut, start with Coop.
Bench, cut, start, superstar. Okay, go
There
ahead,
you
go.
go. Yeah. All right. Now I gotta just refine my first one. So we're gonna go Dr. J, Joker, or Kevin Durant.
Bench, cut, or start. Ooh.
That's tough. I know
And
what you're
well,
doing
it's
to me.
not tough for me. I'm starting the Joker.
All right.
I'm gonna bench Durant and I gotta
And you're
cut
cutting the
the
doctor. Isn't this the best? I love
I
this
gotta
shit.
trust the doc. I'm
I
sorry.
gotta cut the doctor. All
Yeah.
right. How about I'm gonna give you another one quick. Michael Jordan, Kareem. This is all legends now. Michael Jordan, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Or Wilt Chamberlain.
I'm starting Jordan. I'm benching the Cap. And I'm cutting Wilt the Stilt. He don't have enough energy. All the women he slept with. I mean, talk about Wilt don't have enough energy to play the game, man.
LeBron, Magic, or Larry?
Woo! Now that's a hard one.
I know it is.
We're gonna end the show on that one
On
because
that one, I know
I'm
that's it. I
slowly but
love
surely
this
getting
stuff.
myself if I in trouble here.
In fucking trouble.
Doc, Bird,
Magic
Magic,
or LeBron?
or LeBron? Ooh. I
Come
gotta
on,
go with my
Coop.
boy. I'm starting Magic. I gotta start my boy because Magic's gonna make everybody better.
You gotta cut LeBron.
This is an unfair question, Nick, because
it's
I'm old school. I'm old school. I gotta start Magic. I have to. I gotta bench Bird, and I gotta cut LeBron.
There's the headline. Mike Hall of Famer Michael Cooper cuts LeBron James.
Oh, that hurts though, Nick. That really hurts.
I know. It's unfair. It's not fair.
Oh man, I got it. Yeah, I
It's
almost
not
cut
fair.
Larry. I almost cut
Can't
Larry.
cut Larry. I'll tell you why, Coop. You tell me. Larry was more clutch. Larry was a better rebounder. They cancel each other out in passing. And Larry was a better shooter by far and more clutch.
Yeah.
And a better free throw shooter. So, I mean, you just, and he has, well, LeBron has more championships.
Yeah. But LeBron's a beast,
No.
man. LeBron is a beast in his own
LeBron didn't
right,
have to.
man. And listen, I would cut him. You know, when coaches have to release a player and stuff like that, I would be crying in my, LeBron, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I got LeBron. Listen, I love you to death, but I gotta cut you. Yeah, these other two
Coop.
guys are, anyway,
LeBron would
but
buy the LeBron would buy the team and then fire you as
exactly.
the GM.
Hey, there you have it.
On
Another
that note,
edition of Showtime with Coop. Insightful BS. We went a one-on-one, Nick and I, and we're going to
yeah,
come back with another guest next week. Nick, it's been great, man. Been great.
Coop,
Always a pleasure.
always a pleasure. Enjoy your weekend and keep breathing in the Hall of Fame fumes, man. You are a Hall of fucking Famer.
Thank
Not
you,
a
Nick.
Hall of Famer, Hall of Famer.
And I'm going to leave you with this thought. Lakers Celtics, Lakers win that shit. 4-2, baby. That's it.
That's
The wrap. Thank
hilarious.
you.
Later. See you, Coop.
Testing my skills on Prize Picks this season is the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $1,000 with just a few taps. Use the code CLNS for the first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.